Hello, and welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the... the many limbs of a tree. The KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Happy summer vacation.
Oh boy.
Now, friend.
Let's see if I got all these turn on right, because what's happening is we have the entire clans in studio right here today. We've got my son Jacob. Say hello, Jacob.
Hello. Hi.
No, wrong one. No. Nope. Just right. Jacob. Just Jacob.
All right, so Jacob, say hello.
Hi.
All right, Jack, say hello.
Hi.
And then, Jack, do you have gum in your mouth when we're doing a podcast?
He's nodding yes.
Oh, boy.
Because we're doing radio.
He's nodding yes. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Attaboy, son. Attaboy. Just don't lean into the microphone and chew it like a cow, okay? Can you do that for me?
Don't do this.
Yeah, like what Kevin's doing.
I don't even have gum.
You could take your beard and you could rub it on the microphone.
Oh, yeah, that's
funny. Right? There's Quinn rubbing
there's
his
Quinn.
Beard.
That's my son.
All right, Quinn,
rubbing
say hello.
His beard.
Hello.
And then we also have Hazel. Say hello, Hazel.
Hey, Dad.
I'm trying to introduce everybody. Oh, my gosh. Let me first start this off by saying I love all of these children in the room, but I'm teetering very close to killing my oldest son. He has got some kind of like alpha male OCD kicking in that he's like, he wants to call the shots. Mm-hmm. He wants good microphones.
Yeah, he's got a good microphone.
Yeah, I know. Tell him. to tell his face. Do you understand you got a good microphone, son?
Then?
Jacob, have you studied?
Who pays for all of this?
You.
Have you studied Greek tragedies, ancient Greek tragedies?
I want to get these building permits out of my mind.
Why would I?
Because it's part of your education
and
your future. There's the Oedipus cycle where all men are compelled to kill their fathers and marry their mothers. Do you feel those urges?
Let me first say, everything the sun touches is ours, son.
Maybe we go Lion King. Maybe that's easier for you.
Yeah, but why would you kill your dad and then marry your mom?
Because it's fun.
Wouldn't they just die when you're middle-aged?
These are all good questions.
Fun, so.
I didn't write the Greek tragedies.
So
I just read
them. So, Jacob, you're saying why resort to violence when patience will give you what you want?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
He's saying
hi, Quinn.
He's saying that when he gets to be middle-aged, he doesn't have to kill me.
Oh,
nature will do it for him.
And then you get to marry your mother.
And then he's committed no crime.
Yeah.
No, my mom would die with him, so then...
That's a sweet sentiment.
Yeah.
So we had all you crazy kids on the show because you play a lot of video games.
Right.
Yes.
And you have a lot of opinions about video games.
Oh, yes, we do.
Jack, sit still in the chair. Quinn is riding the chair with you. Stop shaking it.
you guys all agree that your favorite video game of all time is Pac-Man.
Wrong.
I thought it was
Shadows of War.
Oh, Shadow of War today.
Yeah.
Wow. Why is it Shadow? What was it yesterday?
Jack, it's Shadow of Mordor.
It was Fortnite.
Fortnite was yesterday. Today is Shadows of War.
Shadows of Mordor.
If you raise your voice at me again into my microphone in my studio, so help me, child.
We're keeping this forever.
He won't love
you anymore. We're going to listen to this in 10 years. So Fortnite is the best game ever. But Quinn, have you even played Fortnite?
5,000 people played.
How many people? 5,000? 5,000? Okay.
I would venture that's an estimate. How much how many people do you think play Fortnite, Jacob?
On a daily basis?
Sure.
The whole day, like 10 million.
10 million.
That's
10 million.
Me 10
million.
Too, I think so.
You think 10 million
What happened
too?
To 5,000?
I know.
And Jacob said it's more.
And so do you do everything Jacob says?
No.
Okay. Jacob, what's your favorite video game?
Because he's not the boss of me.
I think same Fortnite, but it doesn't really have a story. So my favorite story game now is Shadows of Mordor.
Really? How much of this have you played, though?
I love it.
Just 1 hour.
Okay, you don't have to yell. It's a microphone.
Just a couple
Ironic,
minutes of
I'm
it.
I'm saying that to you. Huh?
It's just for a few minutes of it, and it's so cool. I love it.
You're
played
welcome.
It for just a few minutes, and it's so cool, and you love it, right?
Yeah. Jack doesn't really like doing the story modes in killing games, so I let him kill people, and then I do the story.
Oh, okay. Is that true, Jack? Can you corroborate that?
No.
Okay. Can you please pivot the chair so Quinn can participate, Jack? Thank you. Quinn, what's your favorite video game?
Plants vs. Zombies.
And how long has Plants vs. Zombies been your favorite video game?
Forever.
Forever. And why is Plants vs. Zombies your favorite video game?
Because you get to go around and fight zombies and plants.
Both, either one. You can choose back and forth to jump back. When you play Plants vs. Zombies, right? Let's say you've had a long, hectic day. Mm-hmm. It's been very stressful at preschool, yep. Right? Maybe you're out of whatever colors you're painting with. maybe the hard consonant sounds were just slapping you around a little bit.
You know how to get right into the heart of the kids today. These are the issues that are pressing on them.
Right. They're all stressed. That's what I do know. So when you want to unwind from a stressful day, what do you do in Plants vs. Zombies? Is there a particular mode or game that you play with in there?
Because you can collect gnomes or go into a portal and... or get more elements of guys, or open the doors and go play some games.
So what it sounds like, don't let me put words in your mouth, but what it sounds like you're saying is you just like to play within the world. You like to get gnomes, you like to collect the stickers too, right? You like the stickers?
And you get trees?
Dad, the stickers are when you have enough coins to buy attachments to your guy.
Oh, okay. And what's your favorite character in Plants vs. Zombies, Quinn?
The Chomper.
The Chomper.
Really? We spend so much time unlocking the tree.
All right, now it's Kevin's turn to be the dad.
How dare you? No, you can like the Chomper. I get it. To be fair, the amount of work that goes into get Torchwood, I mean, it was, I don't know, 20 hours of gameplay. It's not a great character.
Really?
He's slow and lumbering. He looks super cool. That's definitely going for
him. Is he tough, at least, for being
slow? He's very tough.
Okay. He has the worstest powers.
He doesn't have terrible powers, but they're not as overkill as they should be for the amount of work that you put into it.
What about the floating goat?
That one's lame. He's a healer. Oh. So you do all that work. And yeah, exactly. And he has there are so many other models. They just took the goat and added a hoverboard to it instead of...
You might as well just use the regular characters that they give
you. Yeah, I would rather have been like the snowman or whatever. Yeah. But the thing that I think that Quinn is hitting on is that play mode in the game is called the backyard. And so the moment you turn it on, you can just go play in the backyard. There's there's things to do.
A backyard in your house.
Except there are zombies and plants.
Yes, you're playing at war.
Hazel. Right.
Yeah.
Hazel.
Can I ask you some questions? What is your favorite video game, Hazel? Do you have a favorite game?
Hold on. We have to transfer the headphones. Yeah, okay, here we go.
Sorry, I don't have enough inputs or outputs for headphones for everyone. So, Hazel, what is your favorite video game?
Disney Infinity.
Disney Infinity. Do you have a favorite character in Disney Infinity? Oh, that's a
and
good one.
You know
Minnie
who
Mouse
gave you Minnie Mouse?
Natalie.
That's right.
Natalie did?
Yeah.
I did not approve that.
I think
purchase.
It was for her birthday.
I think it's because Toys R Us was going out of purchase. Business.
Oh, yeah. I remember bringing Minnie Mouse to your house.
Why do you like Minnie Mouse? What's her special attack? Does she have a special attack?
She can throw bows.
She can throw her purse. I think that's why.
Is that true?
And she can fight.
Hey, how about we let the lady talk, all right? She doesn't need to be mansplaining video games, okay? Time's up, fellas, all
okay,
right?
But
her, too. Shush.
It's like
I will mute your mic.
He'll do it, too.
No, who can play and who can fight?
You like this? So she can play and she can fight.
Do you
mini games within the game, or do you like my sons will go through and they'll just drop a bunch of bad guys and then fight them? Is that what you like to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like to just fight the bad guys?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite bad guy?
No.
I only
like Minnie Mouse.
It's funny that she's saying Minnie Mouse. That might be her favorite collectible character, but the one she plays with the most is Spider-Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's who she
you likes to swing around
or,
as Spider-Man?
Or Venom.
Really?
Yeah, she really likes Venom because he's big and tough, I think.
What other game? Do you play any games with your brother, Quinn?
Yeah.
What
and
game?
My dad.
And your dad? No. You play video games? So the whole family plays games.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? So you have Disney Infinity is your favorite game. Is there a game that everybody plays all at once?
No.
Only one player at a time?
We play games all together. We play Mario games together.
Oh, yeah. Do you like Mario games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like
Quinn doesn't like him?
Well, she likes him because she plays it the most.
Quinn, hold on, Jack, quiet. Quinn, why do you not like Mario games?
They're just boring.
What? Why is it boring? Because there's no plants or zombies?
No, it's because you have to...
Jack, I'm asking him.
It's because you always have to, like, jump around and try to kill bad guys and jump on them.
But you play Mario Maker and you love that game.
That's
different.
That's the bestest Mario.
Nah, because it's more about creating.
Yeah.
We'll play Super Mario Wii U, in which, you know, the game, one person, thank you, one person gets the...
Hazel gave him the microphone.
gets the Wii U pad, and you get to assist. You don't actually play as one of the characters. You make bricks appear on the screen. So we give Hazel that, because she's a little kid, and then the rest of us have to jump around, and sometimes she helps us. Most of the time
Can I ask Hazel one more question? Can I ask you a question one more, Hazel? Is there a video game that you don't like?
I do like it, but...
Yeah, but is there a game you don't like?
I don't like Mario anymore.
Oh, really? Wow. Sounds like there's a lot of turmoil in the Miller household about this Mario. It looks like it seems more of a parental thing. Is it because Mom really likes Mario? Is that the only reason you play?
Yeah.
You do it for Mom?
Only play with my mom.
Only with your mom, because Mom really likes it, even though you don't?
A little bit.
Because Mom likes it, right? We got to do it for Mom. You're a good kid. You're a nice daughter. Good job. That's very sweet of you.
Thank you. Thank you for the sweet hug. So, Jack, who is better at video games, you or Jacob or your dad?
Ooh.
I don't think this is going to go well.
What?
I
am at Fortnite. But hold on. He gets to talk.
Nope.
I think
he didn't pay for anything.
It's your podcast.
Well, here's the thing. Dad is much better at murder games.
What is a murder game for the uninitiated?
Assassin's Creed, Shadow of Mordor.
Quit swinging the chair. Quinn is riding in the chair with you.
I think he likes swinging the chair. Stop.
What's going on? There's a scuttlebutt over the corner. Cat is trying furiously to be quiet. It's really fine. I don't know if you noticed.
What video game do you play, little girl?
Let's get the cat on here. Come on, cat. Let's talk about. We'll be back to you, Jack, and your professionalism.
I was saying Quinn could come. Why?
Oh yeah, Quinn could come sit on my lap. Do you want to sit over here, buddy?
No.
Okay,
no,
he's fine over there.
Hands down. No way. Yeah. So what's the wife like? What's Cat's game of choice? Do you?
I have two. Ooh. One is Cookie Jam.
Ooh.
On my phone, which probably doesn't count. And then the other is Super Mario 3D World.
Oh, so
that one counts.
What do you think? Do you think the chances are that the reason that everybody's playing Mario is just for Mom? Do you think
was more real? I don't think so. I advocate for it as well, because we have the system and we can all play simultaneously. There's no waiting, which I think is the great benefit of those family.
Do you guys have the Mario parties? Do you play those?
No, we should get those. You're a little young, aren't you? That's a preschooler for you.
You know what we didn't do, and I'm so sorry. I've done a horrible job. It's because I've just been filled with rage from my oldest namesake. Let's get everybody's ages. So let's start with Hazel.
So Hazel, how old are you, Hazel?
Three.
All right, Quinn, how old are you?
Five.
Thank you for talking in the mic. Nailed it. Jack, how old are you?
Seven.
And Jacob?
I told him to. Because
Jacob, there was a question. There was a question posed.
I'm so concerned for your future right now.
Jacob, how old are you, son?
Depends.
Can I tell for him?
What are the conditions of your age?
In what world are there conditions to your age?
I'm almost 10.
Uh-huh. So what does it depend on? What day of the year it is?
What year it is. Day is.
How old are you in 2019?
This is
2019. Yeah.
10.
So hold on. Just to be clear, I just want to backpedal here a little bit. When I asked you how old you are just today, right?
Yes,
I just said, how old are you?
Nine.
You said, it depends, right?
Well, yeah,
you said, it depends on the day of the year. And then I said, how old are you in 2019? And that you can just answer willy-nilly without any kind of qualifications or clarification.
Well, I'm almost 10, and I like And I want to be 10 really bad.
Okay.
Oh, so it's less about conditions. It's more about desire.
And anxiety.
You identify as a 10-year-old is what you're saying.
Ah, that's a good point. Is that what you say?
Is that accurate?
Would you feel more 10 than 9 right now?
Yeah, because less than 30 days.
Yeah, I'm going to you're right. 10. You should just be 10.
And in this year, I will be 10.
Guys,
that's why.
Stop pulling on the mic. You're going to pull it right out.
When you, it could just point in between you. It could just be cast out into the ether, that microphone. It just picks up sound around it. All right? It's not a laser. It's not a gun. It just picks up sound
Question,
around
it. Question, is it a laser
Jack,
gun?
Touch the microphone again. Thank you, sir. All right. So, what are you most excited about being 10? Do you want to smoke? Do you want to drink?
No, it's just double digits.
Double digits.
All right.
All right, so Jack, you are the best at murder games. Is that what you're saying?
I am the best at murder games.
Oh, you are.
He is the best at Fortnite.
He is.
You're yelling.
He is best at, like, story games.
Dad.
Your dad is the best at story games.
I got a victory royale and Jacob and Dad didn't, and I got 5 kills, which Jacob and Dad didn't.
In Fortnite.
In one game.
That's impressive.
So one game I got 5 kills, and then I got one game with a victory royale.
What level are you in Fortnite?
22, and Jacob's on like 36.
Oh, okay. How do you have a higher level, but you're a better player?
Because I kill more people.
Oh, got it.
Set the record straight, Jacob. Who is better at Fortnite?
Me.
He got a victory royale, but he hasn't got more kills than me if you put all my
games together?
Yes.
Like his total games. Kills. Yes,
for the uninitiated, a victory royale means you won out of 100 people?
Yeah, yes. But he only killed 3 people. So.
Oh, well done.
But he killed the last 3 people. One could argue that he is
better than all of the 96
other people because those people were bested by those 3 people that he killed. If it was a tournament format.
Yeah,
I know, but
I
first of all, the one he
first
did.
First of all.
I killed somebody with a trap that Jacob helped me.
Yep.
I helped
and then I killed the 2 people at the last that were girls, and then I obviously won.
It sounds like your victory royale needs to have an asterisk next to it with a PEB. You had a performance enhancing brother who was there telling you what to do.
Exactly, and then he got the victory royale.
He traded his guns.
Whose profile were you playing under when you got the victory royale?
Mine.
Jacob.
Yeah, but I was helping. I taught him how to pick up better guns. I taught him what the rarity was.
When he gave his accepted speech for his victory royale.
Which happens at the end of every victory royale.
And I also got 5 kills on my profile in the television.
What? Wow.
5 kills.
How hard is it to sit still in a pivoting
Poor
chair?
Poor Quinn is going to throw up.
Quinn is behind
this whole time.
Look at him. He's turning green. It's not funny. Sit still in the chair. Just do this.
Whole time he's talking, he's swiveling this office chair.
Don't touch anything
and
with your
Quinn
feet.
Is in the chair with him, and it looks like he's about to throw up.
This start off is a really good idea. Right?
But then we did it.
And then...
Without my feet.
Don't touch anything. Just sit there and talk.
We're also getting an insight into our parenting techniques.
Well, I'm touching this.
Okay. We might need to take a break.
Foot's about to touch the inside of his ass.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Thanks, Quinn.
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow who?
Moo.
Nailed it. Timing.
Saved the segment. All right, on that note, let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll play a little stump after these messages.
Hey, I'm doing a knock, knock.
So before we do probably what will be the craziest version of the stump game
I would agree.
We've ever done.
Yep. I'm stumped as to how we're going to stump.
Kat brought up a good point to ask Jack, because this was an interesting observation that Jack had, and I thought, Kevin, you would also have an interesting insight into this in that. So let's fire up that microphone there. Now we have everybody back. So, Jack,
yes.
What...
What's happening?
Here's the thing. All I care about is from the outside that it's really funny. The more I get annoyed, yeah.
I'm laughing and I'm on the inside.
If people are listening to it, going, "Oh my gosh, this poor kid," then it's not.
I think
funny.
No court in the land. What's wrong?
I want to talk about my super.
Okay, yeah, you will. Yeah, we're gonna do that.
All right,
put your headphones back on.
Now, normally during commercial breaks is when we got to do a live read with the kids too.
Yeah, we'll do
the
next
break. Don't forget that. All right, so Jack, how do you get people to give you stuff in Fortnite? You figured out a strategy.
So if you play Fortnite and if you get a character that's a girl, they like you, so then they would actually give you stuff. Like if you're gonna take stuff from a chest, they would give you this stuff you're gonna take.
Yeah. Whenever I play Fortnite, I'm always a girl.
Yeah, because we have the default skin.
And the default skin is a girl.
It changes gender.
It's like a noob, so they think you're a boy, but you could be a girl. But you need an exact skin, otherwise they won't know if you're a boy or a girl.
Got it. So when I play as a girl, do people think that I'm a woman?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because you're like a noob.
That's great, because my name is The Kevin Miller on PlayStation. So,
yeah, so it isn't going to work.
But being a girl in the game is being a noob, is what you're saying?
No, but Kevin is a noob.
That's true. That's right. I'm very level zero. Yeah.
So he has has no skins, and people think that. They could just kill him right away, which they can.
And who taught you this term noob? I'm curious.
Ali A.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Ali A is a YouTuber who plays Fortnite that the kids are big fans of.
He wins like every time, but sometimes you watch his videos that he dies.
Okay. Jack thinks he's so annoying, but I love him. He's my favorite
YouTuber.
No, not YouTuber.
Streamer.
Fortnite player.
Oh.
Fortnite player.
I think internet celebrities are overrated.
Yeah.
Personally.
Well, it's good to know Jacob's not the only one taking hits on this episode.
I was referring to both of us.
Quinn, well, you know, you're more of a real celebrity than I.
Am I? You have promotional deals.
All right, Quinn, the other thing we need to talk about that you brought up as we were coming out of the break was your pups. Is that right? And I'm sorry if I'm using terms wrong.
You're not.
I'm not. Thank you, Quinn. Tell me about your pups. What was it that you wanted to share?
I will draw any superhero into a super pup.
So you would do, like, if it was, say, Superman, you would turn Superman into Super Dog.
Yeah, like, I'll draw a version of him, but he'll be a version of a dog.
He'll be a dog. It's okay, Jacob. We can hear him. If you can hear him on the headphones, don't micromanage.
I can't really.
Microphone manage.
I will manage
hear you without
Let
the
go
mic.
Of the reins and let Daddy drive the ship and everything will be fine. Okay.
What kind of ship has reins? I'll sit down.
I paid for all of this.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
All right. So if it was Batman, you would drive. Would you draw Bat Dog, or would it just be Dog Man?
Yeah.
Bat Dog.
It would be Bat Dog.
You can see here on my Instagram, which you can follow on Unlockable Man.
At Unlockable Man.
Quinn is available for commissions, is what he's suggesting. For $1, he will draw any one of your favorite superheroes in a dog form.
So you can get a Quinn original print.
Yes.
For $1.
If you want it mailed to you, it's
$5. And it's custom.
But it'll be you name it. He'll do anybody.
Even Shazam.
He'll do Shazam?
Yeah.
How about Sly Cooper? Would you do Sly?
Is he a superhero? Is that what the problem is? He's got a brand, Pops.
Yeah.
So am I, if in this one right here, right now, understand, I am not an art aficionado, okay? And we are describing visuals on a audio medium, so I'm
like most of radio anyway.
Yeah, right. This is Batman and then Bat Dog in the same picture. So you get a side by side. Now, this here is that looks like a Joker dog, is that correct? And what is this here?
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn, but now she's the Joker is a dog and it's regular Harley Quinn.
No, that's the Harlequin dog.
Harlequin dog. Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So who we got here?
Mr. Freeze and Bane as dogs.
As dogs.
It's Bane dog and Bane Mr. Dog. Freeze dog.
That's awesome. I love this plan.
Bane dog is pretty great. I was pretty impressed. Here's the thing that's fun is that he does it all from memory. He doesn't look at the character.
You just name it. And
he goes off and draws. If he knows what the character looks like, he doesn't have to look at it. He goes and draws it.
That's pretty good, Bane. That's pretty
Sometimes he'll do Skylanders, in which he takes the Skylanders out and draws those. He likes his Plants vs. Zombies, but...
Plants vs. Zombies are in there.
Yep, they sure are.
So you draw? Do you draw dog versions of them as well?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But the one with where the Batman is just a real human and Bat Dog goes, that's the front of my book. I have a whole book of Super Pups.
How much would you sell the whole book for?
I'd say 10.
Well, he just jumped up as your manager, evidently. He's your financial guy.
$6.
You just got undercut, jerk. Suck on that $10. Way to overprice the market.
So if you want to print, he'll get you choose your one hero,
right,
and he'll draw it. We'll put it up for you so you can get it, and it'll help put him through college
or
whatever.
And the only pre-qualification is it needs to be a superhero?
Yeah.
Do you have to know the superhero, or can I provide an image? Like, what if it's really obscure, like I learned from the Teen Titans Go movie about the Challengers Unknown?
I can make Edder made up soup.
So I can also make up a superhero pup.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I can also draw ones that were games.
Oh, you can do characters. Video game characters.
Like Shadow of Mordor, could you do that?
All right.
No.
Okay.
I can do them that are superheroes or just like make up your own.
Okay.
Is it like Lego Batman? Does that kind of one? He's in a video game.
Yeah.
And he's a superhero.
I think I'm gonna spend some time thinking about it, but I think I'm gonna commission one of these and I'm gonna put it up here in the studio if that's okay. Would you be all right with me showing your artwork here in the studio?
Yeah.
Okay.
For Batman, you should have done like horns.
Ooh, like a demon dog.
Everybody's a critic, Quinn. Yeah. Get used to that. Get used to it. Everybody's got ideas about what you should do. All right, are you guys ready to play Stump? Now you guys listen to the show all the time, so you are well familiar with how this game works and everything. And but the biggest thing that you need to know is that I will crush you all, and I'm not concerned with how old you are. I'm going to beat you and defeat you in this game, and I'm here to win at all costs. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
All right.
There are tears running down their faces.
Yeah, worth it. It's worth it. It's fun for everyone, right? So,
da-na-na-na-na-na. Oh, good. Oh, you had it.
I was right here.
Sorry.
You want to explain it or do you want me to?
Oh, okay. So we're going to ask you a question.
Yes.
You simply have to be able to answer the question.
Okay.
That's so we're not going to do the thing where they have to come up with a question.
No, they also have to come up with a question.
Okay. And the idea is that at least two of us need to know the answer, but not all of us?
I think for this version of Stump, it's generational war. So it's grown-ups versus kids.
I like it.
So they come up with a question, and we're a team, we just need to be able to answer it between us. Okay. Then we ask them a question, and so on and so forth. So, do you each think you can have a question?
Well, it's fair because it's
maybe. I need a little bit of thinking.
Okay, so we'll let you guys go first because there's more of you.
Does it have to be video game related?
Yes.
In the nerd culture, I don't want any questions from your fifth grade history book.
Okay.
About the history of California or whatever.
Like questions about Batman and stuff?
I will allow it.
Or Deadpool?
Is there a Deadpool? Yeah, I'll allow it. It's nerd culture.
There's a Deadpool video game.
Sure. Yeah.
Ideally, it should be about video games, but
okay.
But you're in the right area.
You don't sit there and go, I don't know.
Yeah, don't do that. Okay. Don't do that. All right, who has the first question? Kids go first.
Quinn.
Okay, Quinn, what's your question? Mm-hmm. Okay,
Build attention, okay. Ryan Seacrest.
It's
well
funny
done.
When it's quiet and then the music goes on.
It's nice. All right, Jack, you have a question. Think of your question, Quinn. You'll
go
next.
What is Deadpool's favorite snack?
What is Deadpool's favorite snack?
Boy.
I don't.
Yes.
You don't answer the question, Jack. Jacob.
I didn't.
I don't know much about Deadpool. I haven't seen the movies or the comics, but I do follow him on Twitter.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds or Deadpool?
Deadpool.
Okay.
I want to say burritos. I don't know if that's.
Oh,
accurate.
You are very. You're not supposed to say wrong.
We're discussing.
Let things happen. Don't feel like you have to drive everything. All right? I really hope there's a lot of irony.
It's good. It's really fun. It's good. We're going to have to do a live stream of us listening to the show.
A reaction.
Yeah. You reacting to yourself. So many wheels.
Oh, it's so funny.
Or is it enchiladas then?
No, it's chimichangas.
Oh, of course
is what
it
I
is.
Would go
All
with.
Right.
Chimichangas.
All right. So we say chimichangas.
Am I wrong too?
Jack asked the question.
Am I wrong?
He is correct.
Oh, yeah. Good job, Jack.
Oh, I hit the wrong one.
Dude, what was that? That's, what is happening?
No.
That's somebody saying stuff, but this is what I meant. Why is it?
What is that? Oh, there's so many lights.
Go. That's right.
Which one of you kids broke the thing?
Everybody out.
All right, our turn. Do you have a question?
No.
Okay. What is the name of the game to be considered the very first home video game featuring digital tennis?
No way you kids are getting this. No way.
You're too little. You can talk amongst yourself.
Yeah,
see if you can come up with an answer.
Just say, blah, you just
blah,
say
blah,
fine.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, that's a good, okay.
good.
Other thoughts?
Blah, blah, blah.
Thank you, son. Thank you.
You guys have any idea? The first video game
blah,
ever.
Blah, blah, blah.
Somehow, even
I
when
think
they
that's
lose,
what a
they
lot
win.
Of our blah, listeners blah, are thinking blah, in their head when they
I
listen to the show.
Wait, no. Is it an arcade game?
I don't think it was an arcade, was it?
Well, we said the first home video game
yeah.
is the answer.
A home, okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't change anything.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Jack is... popping bubbles in his bowling
alley. Did you say tennis?
Yeah, it's based on tennis.
Based on the game of tennis.
Discuss
it with your brother.
Soccer?
Okay, that's a good guess.
Madden,
good guesses.
I like it.
Okay.
Tag? Freeze
Ooh.
Tag?
Freestyle. All these are good guesses. Okay. Do you have a consensus?
There is a new game with Mario that has tennis, and they play tennis.
I said the first video game, so it's probably older than something that's brand new.
It's also,
Mario
I think it's older than you and I, right?
No.
No?
No.
We were super young?
Yeah, we were pretty young.
Yeah.
Mario Sunshine.
Not yet. You guys give up?
Mario.
No, we're still guessing.
These are all words. Okay, but you all have to agree. What is you see how we did it? We discussed.
Yeah.
And we said enchiladas, and then we were right. So you guys need to discuss.
No, it was chimichanga.
Oh, whatever. We won the point. It's on the scoreboard.
It's a very biased program.
All right, what's your final answer?
I don't know.
Plants vs. Zombies.
Okay, final answer?
How would it be Plants vs.
Zombies? I'm asking you for your final answer. Three,
I'll
two,
give you one hit.
No! Dad, my mic's off.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, you hit
hint. Well, I can't hear you.
Okay, we'll give him a hint.
I can hear you.
Hint.
I can't hear the music.
Hint.
The music,
hint,
I turned it down.
Hint.
Well, here's the hint. Ping.
Ping pong.
Ping pong ball.
Well, if the hint is ping.
Wait. Yes.
What's the name?
Ping pong.
I'm sorry. It's Pong. Pong is the name. Pong is the game. Okay. No points for the kids, but don't worry. You get more questions than we do, so you can still catch up.
We get no questions.
All right. What's your question, Quinn? Do you have your trivia question?
Yeah.
Do you remember what it was? I'm throwing something in your favor. I think mine is Plants vs. Zombies related.
I gave you an easy question. So.
What
was the first Plants vs. Zombies character that was made ever?
Ever.
I think I understand the question.
Yeah.
I do.
I know.
So when you play the original Plants vs. Zombies app, what's the first plant that you grow?
I think it's the sunflower.
I was going to say sunflower,
too. The first one that was made.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the question?
Like, the first one that they ever made.
The name of the very first game?
Yeah. No. The name of the very first plant.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
It's his question.
The first plant that they ever made.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, the first plant that they ever made. I still think your sunflower guess is accurate. Okay.
Somebody else in the chat room disagrees, but I would be cheating.
Well, it's either that or the pea pod.
Correct.
Which one is it?
Sunflower?
sunflower.
Yeah! That's good. Good question.
They thought it was the pea shooter.
That's what I couldn't remember which one you get to plant first. But he says sunflower. It's
what
his
you
question.
Plant is the sunflower first.
You do, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Are you talking about in Garden Warfare 2 when you first load it up?
Yes,
you
yes.
are a sunflower. Yes.
He's oh,
a,
really?
Yeah. That's what he's talking about.
Okay, good.
So when you first turn the game on,
question.
You raise out of the ground and you're a sunflower and you have to make your way back to the base.
All right. Here's my question for you guys. What is... Like, if what is the leader of the zombies named in Plants vs. Zombies?
Oh, yes! That is so easy, Dad.
Discuss it with your teammates.
Yes, discuss.
Zomboss.
Correct!
That's right. I thought I was failing us for a brief second, but then they turned it around and saved it.
That was fun for everyone. All right, Jacob, final question.
Are we tied up now?
No, I think we're winning. We're winning 2-1. So if we don't get this, I don't know. Math is hard.
Please.
No, they have 2 points, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, it's 2-2.
Okay, go.
All right.
Okay. Tiebreaker. Jacob, your question.
Let me think.
It looped. Heard it.
Doing for so long now.
AJ Assassin says we taught our kids very well.
Thank you, AJ. Yeah. Thank you.
It's either that or a Jassison.
I kind of want to do a question on assassins since Dad said that.
Do it.
No. Maybe I won't know it. Because the idea is for him to stump us, right?
Yeah, that's the name of the game.
Yeah, but we have to know it, which is very disappointing.
Why?
Because he just wants to give you a question.
You can ask a Fortnite question and we wouldn't know it.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because we're not 10.
Remember this moment, too, for your therapist, okay? Don't just rattle off all the other stuff. Remember this moment for the therapist, okay? Hey, I am talking to your brother about his therapist in the future.
My son is so scared.
Dad. Oh, my God, I have such a good
one. Can we do a team word? Because I have a really hard one.
Okay. After this.
Because I have questions for you guys as well.
Susan Patra.
Yeah, it's...
The password is... Children.
I like that they lean in around the microphone.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. And they...
Okay.
And...
Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Can it be kind of like a riddle?
Yes, sure. Go ahead. That's
what
the idea.
What is... The...
On to the next one.
The place that flushes. What is the place that flushes in Fortnite map?
Oh, okay.
The place that flushes?
In Fortnite map.
Kind of like a riddle.
Because there's... I regret everything. Oh, young Kevin. How little you regret yet. So I think what he's saying is as you play Fortnite, you know, the map is up there, and as you enter into different areas, they all have different names, right? So there must be an area in which something flushes, and he wants the name of that. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, I have no idea.
I'm going to say the toilet bowl, because that just sounds like something that would be in that game.
It'd be so great if I guessed and I was right.
It'd be good. You played more than I have. Every time I played that game,
Loot
I turn off.
Loot Lake.
Ooh.
Wrong.
Oh, Loot Lake is a place, isn't it?
Yeah. It is Flush Factory.
Oh,
Flush Factory.
That's pretty good. Okay, point
so
to you guys.
So the kids are the winners?
They are the winners!
Yeah.
These guys don't.
Oh, that's the wrong button.
Hope we can get that as a drop. That was great. Did you hear him?
No.
Yeah!
Losers!
That's definitely going to be a drop. Thank you, son.
You said you would crush us, Dad.
I did.
Yeah.
And we did.
We
I didn't
won.
Say when.
Who won?
You guys won.
You
guys
not
won.
Crush
us. Right, I didn't say when.
One of the questions we get a lot, and this goes to my son, is whether or not you guys like Sly Cooper, because so many of our fans are big fans of the game, and they're often very concerned whether or not you share the love and passion that they have for Sly Cooper, and moreover, appreciate the fact of your lineage.
Well, whoever likes my dad, it means they like Sly Cooper, because my dad is Sly Cooper.
Boom. They nailed it. So, do you guys like Sly Cooper?
Oh, boy.
No. And I'm Harley Quinn.
And you're Harley Quinn. Yeah. We named you after the Joker.
No, but I don't know who he is.
Okay. Okay. Good to know.
I do, and I loved him when I was really young. Uh-huh. I saw the video game, and I love the fact that he was like dodging through lasers.
Yeah, he's pretty cool, and he can ride on lasers.
He's a raccoon too. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh yeah,
he's like a raccoon Aladdin.
Can you That's play good. All the games on PS4
Speaking
now?
Speaking of raccoons,
PS3. I don't think there are, unless you have the PS View, whatever it is, that lets you play PS3 games. You can play that. Yeah.
Wait. Speaking of raccoons, have any of you seen Incredibles 2?
Me?
Yeah,
I have. Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty good.
You want to talk about Incredibles 2 for a little bit, or what?
I want to talk about video games. Isn't that why we're here?
We're here.
Can do that.
There
when
is.
We're in the podcast, the dad podcast.
We can do Incredibles 2 earlier.
We could talk about Incredibles 2 in the dad podcast.
Yes.
What do you think I talk about on the dad podcast?
Parenting.
That's why is Incredibles 2 parenting related?
You talk about your dad.
That's a theme in the film. There's a lot of is that what you mean? Okay.
Exactly.
Or am I filling in blanks?
Explain it for
me.
Do you
know about the screen?
Remember the homework part?
Talk into the microphone, ironically.
Yeah.
The homework part.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
With Dash.
Yeah.
You do the same thing. That's why it's dad podcasting.
Oh.
I think you brought up a good question, son and friends.
Can I tell you guys a question?
Kevin's talking.
If you had superpowers,
losers!
What would your superpower be?
Ooh, I like this.
Okay. Yes,
you
want to
go
ahead.
First, Quinn? What would your superpower be? I hope it's dog related.
Puppy power! That was really funny like 20 years ago.
To turn into a catapult.
A catapult?
Yeah.
Or did you say cannibal?
Oh.
Catapult.
A catapult?
Like a trebuchet?
You have never said this before in your life. So you want to turn into a catapult?
Yeah.
And what are you going to launch?
Like Plastic Man?
Or Catapult Man.
I am so proud of him.
He said, or Catapult Man.
I thought he was going to talk about Candle Man, which is a hero that he made up that is a spooky superhero that is like this dripping wax skeleton guy
that has
fingers made of candles and he has little flames on him. He talks about him all the time. Catapult Man is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, there he's doing it now.
Like it's a good. Cool Molière. Is that right?
Yeah.
Lumiere.
That's Lumiere, what, like a dark Lumiere.
Can I tell you how fast I am?
No, I want to know what you would like for your superpower to be.
Okay.
Would you like your superpower to be?
Candle Man has wax eyes instead of laser eyes.
He shoots wax out of his eyes. Yeah. We're going to have to flesh out more of Catapult Man. That's a pretty sweet power. Go ahead.
Jack, what would you want your superpower to be? Ironically, so what you would do is your secret identity would have superpowers, and your super being
I know who I would like to be.
Oh, you want to be like a Batman or Iron Man type guy?
I would like to be Thanos.
Who?
Thanos? You went from no powers to all the powers,
right?
And a villain.
Yeah.
Well done.
That's your therapist job to unpack that. All right, go ahead, Jacob. What would you like your superpower to be?
Also, is it on purpose that you two are dressed as Spider-Man and Venom right now?
No.
Because his is a Venom. Jack is wearing a Venom shirt, but I thought yours was like a Spider-Man.
But it is red.
And it's got little, designs on it. All right, sorry, go ahead.
And I got a black mic.
You know what's funny about this is that Jack is wearing the Venom shirt that we got from Jacob from Comic-Con that was way too big for him.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's
now
good.
It fits Jack perfectly.
Well done, Venom.
Yeah.
All right, superpowers. Jacob.
Hit the waves.
What?
Hit the waves. What? You know, hit the waves.
Come on, do it. Hit him. Come on, man. What are you, a chicken? Hit the waves.
Don't be scared.
Come on, do it. Do it. We're all watching.
Hit the waves.
Do it.
Hit the waves.
Yeah. Hit the waves.
Hit the waves. Hit the waves.
I don't understand what you mean.
Does hit the waves mean you punch the waves
back?
I don't know. You got to ask your brother.
Like, Jack.
I don't remember.
All right. What was your superpower be?
Mine would be, I want to try and make one with two in the same word.
Okay. Like a compound man?
Yeah.
Captain Compound!
Yeah!
You just want to combine words as a superpower?
No.
Super Y. Super what? No, just me? Okay.
Boring.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I love those preschool shows.
I would like to... turn invisible and still or turn very, very small.
Oh, yeah, I'm Thanos and I can turn invisible.
Mm. You want to turn invisible and small?
Yeah, well, it's like this.
You want to become like an atom or like a disease?
Either like Adam or Ant-Man.
Uh-huh.
Or be invisible, like, I don't know. Which
Gecko? Like Ghost?
Ghost in Ant-Man and Wasp.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. How about you, Kevin? Have we already talked about this?
Oh, well, my favorite superpower is Multiple Man.
Yeah.
Always. I would always like to have Multiple Man's superpower. But sometimes to entertain myself while I'm driving, I think about these gauntlets that I wear, like... And they have different powers depending on how I'm feeling that day. There's like, I'll have the sensation of wanting to.
Mood rings.
Yeah, like that idea, but like mood gauntlets. So my entire fists kind of express what I'm needing to do with the world. Like, so if I'm feeling attacked a lot, or if, you know, my day to day life, I just feel very defensive, then I can feel the sensation of the gauntlets like becoming giant rock things that can kind of defend me. Or if I'm feeling aggressive, I can feel them like shoot solar beams. So like mood gauntlets based on what's going on. Not so much the situation, just
like magic gauntlets.
Yeah, magic gauntlets
like,
based on how I'm feeling.
Like
so if
super
I'm like
glued to
yeah, if I'm scared, they would help me like disappear and vaporize and that kind of thing.
Or like turn it. You into bubbles.
Yeah, just like the movie.
I think I would go. I would want to be like an Iron Man type guy. It wouldn't have to be, like, but
just
I would
be you.
Want. Yeah, I'd want it to be me, and I'd want it to be like something that I made in some way, shape, or form. I feel like I would just to say I would want to be Iron Man would be a complete ripoff.
Yeah.
So I don't that part I haven't worked out that much. But
there is something, you know, they're playing that Shadow of Mordor. There is something very cool about the elvish guy that he shares Wraith. Time with that is like this craftsman. Yeah. I think that's very appealing of like, yeah. I can craft what I want. So I get what you're saying.
It's like a ghost. Like he yeah. was supposed to be that guy.
Yeah.
But he was banished from death, so he couldn't.
That's
spoilers,
right.
Guys. I haven't played the game.
It's
and
just
they worked
the
together
Rings.
To kill Sauron and make their curse.
Well, it's like a 5-year-old game. What are you talking
about? Like me?
Yep. Yeah, you're a 5-year-old game. That's right.
Well, you should have. It's fun.
It's pretty good. You'll have to do it now.
Well, Catapult Man, his arms are like catapults. They like have rocks, and he goes like.
That's cool.
You can shoot him.
I like that ability.
All right, so before we wrap this segment, are we going to do Tales from Tyria after this? Is that the plan?
We can't. I think we should do Fortunes from Fortnite.
Yeah, I like that idea. Let's do this. Before we go, Quinn, can you give us another knock knock joke to end on?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting. Cow.
Interrupting cow.
Moo!
Nailed it!
Can I do it again, Mike?
Yeah, go for it, Doug.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Please do the podcast.
Please do the podcast.
Who?
Turn it off.
Oh, Kevin, we got to tell these fantastic people about this new up-and-coming game.
I love up-and-coming games.
Kevin and I strongly support independent game developers. You know, the guys, the underdogs of the gaming industry.
The people that you haven't heard of that's like two people studios that make everything.
So there's this little underground game that we are here to talk about. And guys, if you guys have any opinions, but I don't think anybody's ever played this, but it's called Fortnite, okay? And we are trying to get the word out there. We
you
want
know
every
about that.
You know about you Fortnite?
What do you know about Fortnite?
Is
tell me.
You get to build
what?
Forts.
Oh,
that's explains See, that's that fun. Part of it.
See, what Call of Duty, all you do is run around and shoot.
There
and,
are no calling. Nope. There are no duties.
Right, but in Fortnite,
there are forts and knights,
and you get 2 weeks to
you
do
have
it.
Wars.
You can have wars in Fortnite.
Yeah, you can choose if it's a war, uh-huh. or you can choose if it's like people spying on you.
You know, some people are into just painting or, you know, standing on their roof.
Right.
I think if you're going to have free time, you should play Fortnite.
You should. You should absolutely play Fortnite. And I think one of the most interesting parts about the gameplay is that you can walk around and eat birthday cake and it gives you health.
That's right.
Right? Or they
and
have
shield.
And shield. Birthday cake gives you shield too?
You could chop up somebody's house.
Right. Just and why would you chop up somebody's house though in a game?
To get materials.
To build a fort.
Of course. That's the only reason why.
So where can you find Fortnite, kids? Tell everybody, where can they get Fortnite?
In the store.
In the store. Get it now.
No, on PlayStation. Because if you buy it on your phone or on Amazon, it's like $200.
Tell them we sent you.
To buy the disc.
Because we love Mortnite.
Mortnite? Wait, is it like multiple man?
Exactly like that.
PS4 is
like
much
baby
easier
Jan
to track Incredibles 2?
Yep. All of those things.
Well, PS4,
are we still doing it?
Losers! PS4.
This is gold.
This segment brought to you by our new sponsor on the show, Fortnite. It's a new game. Fortnite, yeah.
I think it said
we'll
Fortnite.
Get it. I mean, they're new.
They're new. No one's heard of them.
I mean, it's
no, they're new to sponsoring the show for us, so yeah. It's hard for Kevin and I to pick up because we're new. Old, evidently.
You should say Epic Games sponsor because Epic Games made Fortnite, so.
Oh, wait.
It's a little presumptuous.
One would assume that we would know that if they're a sponsor on the show.
How much money have they sent us?
So far, none.
Ah, well, they get what they pay for.
Good point by you. All right, so let's talk about what's the latest goings on. Right now, we talked about earlier in the show, Jack has got a victory royale. So he won a battle royale against 100 other players. Any other exciting things that have happened to you? They have discovered recently the headset. Jacob has a headset, so he talks to you. And so you've had chats, and it's interesting for me to watch them talk to people because it's you and I, when we play a game, because we're older, like we just play a game.
Yeah.
He had a somewhat of an argument with somebody who just wanted to shoot rockets at him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, I don't want to.
I don't think I've ever played any game with strangers and enjoyed talking to them.
Ooh.
I think I almost always mute them. Now, when I play Guild Wars, the chat window is always open.
Right.
And that's nice. And you can open up Discord and talk to people in your guild. But stranger-wise, like any of these games or Plants vs. Zombies, we always mute the strangers.
Right. Anything exciting happen in your Fortnite? And then I think, because Quinn, you do not play Fortnite yet. Is that right?
I do.
You do play Fortnite. All right. So we'll get some hot takes from you then as well. Feel free to jump in here and chime in. And I'm gonna just, because it's been the theme of the show.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask my oldest son, Jacob, if you could not mess with the device recording this entire show while we're doing the show, that would be super helpful.
He's saying stop touching that.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, good.
I love you. I love you dearly, son. And every day that you are alive is another note of how much I love you.
It's a gift. We're not saying who the gift is to,
right?
But it's mostly you.
So what? Anything exciting happening in Fortnite for you, Jacob? Any skins you're excited about? Gliders you're excited
what's
about?
What's the news?
I am so close to getting the Ragnarok skin. I want that Ragnarok.
And
is that based on Thor?
No. It's like a god in Fortnite. It's not Thor. Oh,
okay. And he has bald headed.
Oh,
yeah. It looks like Kratos from God of War, actually, more than it looks like it's from Thor, in my opinion. So why are you so excited? I'm curious about this. What's your guys? Kevin and
we actually call it God of War.
Oh.
You call it the God of War skin. Yeah.
Kevin and I talked about this on this very podcast a long time ago, where we said that the future of games is going to be kind of like episodic content, where they're going to release multiple things throughout the course of a year.
Exactly.
And Fortnite seems to be like the biggest example of that right now, where every 2 days you have new content.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
60 days, they have a new season.
Mm-hmm.
And you pay $25 to have access to the season.
There it is.
That gives you bonus XP. You get a bunch of new emotes. What are emotes, Jacob?
But there are no story. Like, it's just more stuff to play the game,
exactly.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not downloadable content like we maybe thought.
Before he tells you more about emotes, that's my original pitch from them. That's exactly what Guild Wars does.
Yeah?
You have a new episode. They even call them episodes. It's released every 6 weeks. As long as you log in, they're free. If you don't afterwards, you have to buy them and purchase that episode.
All right.
So it's happening.
It's happening.
The future is now.
It's happening. So what?
Hold on. We're talking games. So knock, man.
At the end of season, so is the Ragnarok skin the thing you get once you've completed all of the challenges or whatever in season 5?
No, it's when you complete the battle pass.
The battle pass of season 5.
And
that's what
because
I mean.
I'm a realist, a season is 3 months long, right? Because that's how long a season is.
No, I think it's 60 days.
No, but see, a season, like, there's only like four seasons in a year. So
but
they're
not
wrong.
Not when they're
economic.
No,
it's 70. 70 days.
It's 70 days?
Really?
No, it's 120. This is math.
Yeah.
No, it's not 100. It's actually like 70.
No, fall goes from...
His point is there are four seasons in a year, right? So to break it down evenly, you need to have 3 months. But what Fortnite is doing is they're doing it just over 2 months so that there are more seasons in a year.
Oh, so they're like extra seasons.
Yeah, they put in... It's like a leap season year.
I think they just do the episodic thing because they want to get more money.
Yeah.
That might be true. Game developers do like money.
Yes, they should. I mean, it's a capitalism thing. Why is the Ragnarok skin so important? Is it because it shows other players that you have achieved this, or is it because it looks good, or what?
It looks cool. Really cool, and it's very, very intimidating. Like, people do not want to go near you when you have the Ragnarok skin.
This is
and
something I never
rare.
Thought of.
It's pretty
really?
Rare.
Yeah, I signed up to get the Battle Pass because they asked me to, and I was like, it was an impulsive move that I already regret.
How much is it?
$25.
For?
One season.
Okay.
Battle Pass.
It's very un-you, but go on.
Yeah, I know.
Where you unlock things that will make you better. Well, not really better.
Just cooler.
Yeah, look better.
Are you going to get this Ragnarok skin? Are you on track to earn it?
No. Yeah, but it could go away before the season ends, which is most likely not going to happen because I only have 5 more Battle Pass hold tiers.
And it's 50 days.
Why are you sitting here when you should be playing that game to earn the Ragnarok? Go! No! I'm so concerned for your future.
I can't.
Do you understand what would happen if you had this Ragnarok skin? From now on, when you play the game, people would see you and think, oh my gosh, that's an elite player. I am terrified of him. And they won't even bother with you. Because you have some old, super cool skin that no one can even have anymore.
Jack and Quinn want to go play. I don't think they want to go play Fortnite. I think they just want to leave from here now. Is that?
I want to still podcast.
Okay, stay in podcast.
All right.
Stay.
But after we're going to play.
We're going to play.
Quinn,
what skin do you want in Fortnite?
Dad,
yeah. You can come sit over here. Okay. Jack, what skin do you want in Fortnite? Jack. We're waiting.
Yeah, sure.
He's plugging his headphones.
Why? Why were they unplugged?
Because he took them out. He likes fiddling with them.
Oh.
Don't we all? Okay. So many things happening. Jack, what skin do you want in Fortnite?
Ragnarok skin, even though I didn't get the battle pass.
Do you have a favorite skin
You're
that
not
you have already?
Get it, Jack. I'm sorry.
Well, because I want to see if there's better skins that I would like.
Yeah, but you want the Battle Pass. I mean, you want the Battle Pass and the Ragnarok skin, but you don't have that much money, so you want to save your money, which you really want that, so...
It's hot takes.
I really want the 70 thing that is $70.
The Lego playset?
Yeah. If you go on Target, it's $70.
Not Toys R Us, because they're dead.
We know.
They're gone.
Just wanted to let you know. We call it Toys and Cry now.
Losers. Losers.
Or
Losers.
Or ghost toys.
I'm talking, ghost please, toys. Jacob.
Go on.
So.
It's hard.
And then online, it's $60.
What are we talking about?
This
the Battle
is a
Pass?
Lego playset. No,
oh,
he
got
wants
it, got
a
it.
Jurassic World Lego playset that's $70.
For Lego Dimensions or just in general?
No, it's not a video game thing. But what he's saying is that that's why he doesn't have, he's saving up his money.
Oh,
he doesn't want to throw $25 to get a Battle Pass.
So you spent your $25, Justin. And then, Jacob, did you also spend $25 of your dollars for the Battle Pass?
Yes.
Got it. But you're saving up for something that you can actually touch.
Yes.
I understand.
Yeah
exactly. Yeah.
So have you ever seen a skin that intimidates you when you're playing in the game? I did not see this as being a dynamic in the game.
The full drift scares me a little bit.
What's the full drift?
I am Googling it now, sir.
The full drift skin is where you've unlocked all the parts and attachments to drift, and he gets like certain powers where like a purple electricity comes out of him.
All he's got to do is Google.
So... you've seen this multiple times? Do a lot of people have this?
Yes, a lot of people do.
What's your favorite harvesting tool so far?
My favorite harvesting tool is the balloon pickaxe.
How about you, Jack? Do you have a favorite harvesting tool? No? You got to say no because people can't hear you shake your head.
No, because I have no pickaxe.
Is that it there?
He has no glider. Yes, after
this is like
right
an 80s demon neon Joker. I'm not intimidated by him.
Well, if you've seen...
But you don't understand the status that it takes to earn that,
yes,
I think is what he's saying. It's not just something you could buy. You have to play the game and unlock it. You have to have a certain level of skill.
But this guy's cooler with the horns.
Yeah.
See the Ragnarok skin.
That's the Ragnarok skin?
Yeah.
With all the upgrades.
Yeah, no, that's a more intimidating skin.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I want to have that skin so bad.
I don't blame you.
He's better than Griff.
He has like a skull mask.
Yeah. It's like a demon horde. It's like a cow that's been turned inside out. I mean, I'm probably going to have nightmares now.
All right, Quinn, what's your favorite skin in the Fortnite world?
The robot one.
The robot Sorbo?
Carbide.
Oh, Carbide? My bad. Yes.
Carbide. Oh.
Oh.
Do you guys have that one?
I have. Jack doesn't have any other skins than Fate.
How dare you? Fate is good.
And he doesn't even have a pickaxe or a glider.
How dare you?
Oh, he's cool. He looks like...
I have two umbrellas.
It definitely doesn't look like Iron Man. Just so we're clear, it definitely is not Iron Man adjacent. So if you guys like Fortnite, I have a game called Papers, Please that I think you're going to really love. Okay? You imagine this. So I know in Fortnite you get to run around with a pickaxe and collect materials and build stuff. So just like that, in Papers, Please, you are a security checkpoint in a fictional country in the year 1981, and you must receive official documents from people that want to immigrate into the country.
Oh, geez.
And you have to decipher whether or not they are legal to join your company or your country. Does that sound as much fun?
No.
Oh, no, okay.
Well, all right.
It is boring.
Boring?
It sounds fun.
Okay, thank you, son. What'd you say?
It sounds.
That's
right.
There you go.
There you go.
Boy.
You know where the bread is buttered.
If I'd pulled it, we'd hear loser. All right. Is there anything else before we wrap up here? Anything else that we missed?
I just want to share that my son also has a Guild Wars 2 account, which I may have shared this before. Yeah. What's up?
If you come to my house, you can get a Super Pup book.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the plug.
And it's going to be $6.
All right, good.
$6. I've been logging in for him every single day, to which I often brag in our map chat in Guild Wars. And one time I got shouted down because people told me that I was bragging too much. This is a game in which you do things like you do in Fortnite, collect skins, and then everybody celebrates. But some people one time were not impressed that I was logging in for my son. They're like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Yeah, it was really unsettling.
Seems odd to be aggressive about it.
Yeah, I saved a screenshot. We should do a dramatic reading of the interaction.
Play that game.
You like Guild Wars 2?
Yeah.
Have you played it yet?
I got to ride the Beetle Cycle.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we unlocked the Beetle Cycle. And as per your suggestion, we spent a lot of time trying to work a keyboard and mouse. So that's a good way for him to use a keyboard and mouse. He also does some SesameStreet.com, which is pretty good. You love it? You guys like it?
SesameStreet.com?
This is a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Get to play games.
On SesameStreet.com?
Yeah.
What's your favorite game there?
The gardening game.
So would you rather garden or play Plants vs. Zombies because they're kind of related?
Plants vs. Zombies.
Interesting. I'm not surprised.
Not surprised at all.
Not surprised at all.
Me either.
That's good.
All right. I think that's it. Jack, do you have anything you want to plug? Do you know what a plug is? You have to say no. People can't hear you.
No.
So anything you want to mention that you'd like the people to know about, to promote, if you would, to get the word out?
What?
Exactly. All right, Jacob, you got anything you'd like to plug?
Got any shows coming up? Any football games we should come to?
Yeah.
The last game. But they won't know where it is.
That's fair.
That's a good point. All right, Quinn, anything else that you want to plug? Anything you think the people should know about?
I'm going to go to Jack and Jacob's football.
Oh, okay.
He's going to go to the game.
That's good. Kevin, anything
you are
for you?
What's that? And you are invited.
Thank you very much.
Everyone, you're Quinn's plus one.
Yeah. my son and I, of course, made Food Truck City, which I'm also very proud of. So you can go back and look at our Food Truck City on my Instagram.
We will sell it and maybe you could buy it.
Yeah. Currently, the retail price is $100. So that's how much it'll cost me to make another one. But if you really want a Food Truck City, I'll send it to you.
That's great.
Artwork by Quinn and his dad.
Nice, nice. All right.
Yeah, but don't you need to
cosplay?
Ask for more than the profit.
Oh, that would be give me a profit at $100. I think I'd make $5 off of that.
Really?
Yeah, because I have to make each one individually, and they get printed in China and then shipped to your house.
Yeah, but $5 isn't that much.
Okay, we'll make it $110
then. There you go.
Now I get $15.
That's a little better.
But board games are not cheap. Like a board game, like how much do
Wait,
you
it's
expect?
A board game?
The board
you
game
created?
Yeah, we made a board game. You've never seen our board game?
Wow, no.
I'll show you. Are you on Instagram?
Can we make a board game?
Come here. You have to talk into the mic.
Dad, can we make a board game? Store?
A board game store. That'd Ooh. Be good, like an online store.
Board game tycoon?
What we were going to do is make a food truck.
Yeah, a food truck.
In the fort.
Cookie food truck.
Oh, that'd be fun.
In the fort, too.
Actually, a cookie food truck, that's got to exist, right?
We're going to do it like a card box fort. No, I don't think we're going to do that, Jerry.
I hear you.
Cardboard food truck in the fort, like a wall.
No. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to wrap it up, guys. So everybody say goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, okay. Oh, you got
yeah, well, we're definitely going to end on a knock joke.
Yeah, yeah.
That is for sure, yep. For sure happening. Yep. We will end on a knock joke, absolutely promise. But make sure you check out Kevin's Twitch. It's twitch.tv/TheKevinMiller.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be a part of Stumpin', we're not doing it with the kids and got multiple microphones in the room. Go to bit.ly/GamerlandDiscord, and that's how you could chat with other fans, join the group, chat with us after the show when we're editing the show.
That's right.
That definitely happens. If you want to listen to the show live, go to mixlr.com/GamerLand. They got a free app you can download on your phone. Once you do that, go to mixlr.com/GamerLand. Find us. Follow us. Wait. Whenever we go live. No waiting. Whenever we go live.
No waiting.
You get an alert. No waiting.
Oh,
all you
got to
do, you get an alert, and it will tell you that we are live, and you can just hit a button and tune in live right there on our show. And Jacob, you have something you want to add?
Can we do this again?
Yeah, well, I think we'll do this again.
Can I add something?
Yeah, maybe what would you like to add, Jack?
What Dad is saying, it's actually really fun. If you go there, you might think it's boring, but it actually is really fun.
Thanks for that vote of confidence.
You know, I mean, come on. They told us that we weren't cool because we didn't play Fortnite,
right.
And now they believe in podcasts.
It's, we grow on you like a fungus.
Well, since we're all together, I am the pro
of
you are not.
Fortnite. Why
you
are you
paid?
The pro?
You are not.
Because I got 5 kills in one game. Jacob got 4 kills in one game.
I feel like I've heard this.
He tells it a lot.
Kill in one
almost every dinner.
This is what comes up.
My favorite is when he says, I don't mean to hurt your feelings. But.
Zero.
Zero kills.
That game is stupid as hell.
I've at least got 4, but total.
Yeah.
But you have to get 4 in one game.
That's true. I'm going to try.
Like, man.
All right. On behalf of everybody here, this is Justin Worsham, Jacob Worsham, Jack Worsham. We got Quinn Miller,
yep.
Kevin Miller in the house. And we're all saying, okay, bye.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor who?
I am not Doctor Who. I am Doctor Strange.
Can I tell you guys?